Eunice Lois Rattler Kelowna Husky lived her entire life in the snowbird community. She was an inspiration and a gem to the snowbird people. Her grandfather was Armstrong Cornsilk, who was a prominent Cherokee preacher and a veteran of the Civil War, so it is of no surprise she had the strength and purpose of a warrior. Lois attended the Borden School in Cherokee, where she was a student of Lottie Stamper, the celebrated basket maker. In 1950, she married Simon Kelowna Husky, and together they raised 5 children. Both Lois and Simon were fluent speakers in the Cherokee language. She worked in education as a teacher in many different capacities, ranging from Head Start supervisor to instructor for community college-level classes. In 1986, Lois was selected as the project director for Fade In Voices. This was an oral history project, which was funded for 1 year from the North Carolina Arts Council. The compilation of interviews by Snowbird Cherokee elders was later published in the Journal for Cherokee Studies, Volume 14, 1991. The following year, Fade In Voices Demonstration Day, a celebration of Cherokee culture, began. Lois's leadership helped establish Fade In Voices as an ongoing yearly celebration, which continues to this day. I felt this quote best describes my mother's mission to preserve our history. This needs to be captured now before all our history fades away. When I was growing up, I was not aware of the history of the tribe. It was not taught in the schools, and very few people talked about it. We hope this will help our children learn about what it means to be Cherokee. Lois Kelowna Husky, Atlanta Journal and Constitution, May 24, 1987.